Joe Koss, President and CEO with Culver's.
And here we are at 2017 Commodity Classic on a special panel to explain the outreach to consumers about their food and what is going on in the ag community. Certainly Culver's has taken the stance of putting farmers first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been around for 32 plus years now, and we truly understand that Culver's would not be where it's at today without the help of the farming community. And it was about 5 years ago that my predecessor, Phil Kaiser, really started this movement that we needed a stronger connection with the farming community. And we started a cause initiative we call Thank You Farmers. And it's really to show the appreciation that we have for the American farmer and all the hard work they do to provide us the great tasting food. As well, it allowed us to partner up with the FFA, and that is a terrific organization, a great group of young individuals, and we've been very proud of the fact that with the help of our franchise community, we've been able to raise over $1 million for the FFA over the past 5 years.
How does your stance benefit farmers as well as consumers?
Well, and so at Culver's, we've always been transparent, and we want to be honest and accurate about how, we talk about where our food comes from. And, I think that the consumer is today more interested, more curious about where their food comes from and how it's grown, how it's produced. And again, we want to help tell that story. And so in some of our marketing, we've been able to feature our suppliers, our farmers, actually in the spots and make that connection from the farmer to the guest, and talk about how we can continue to provide, high quality products, safe food products at a good value to our guests.
You had a very interesting comment about sustainability, which every farmer is striving for, but a lot of them are maligned for not doing enough. The whole walleye thing, explain that.
Yeah, so we do have limited time offerings on our menu in addition to our core menu items. And one of those items we've had for some time is our walleye sandwich and walleye dinner, a terrific fish product that we serve. But we only serve it for a limited time. And the reason behind that is we couldn't get enough supply of walleye to serve year-round, because there is limited supply. And we want to make sure that we continue to provide a sustainable food supply and serve it when the product is available to us. So it's a way we approach everything in our business. And sustainability to me means that we continue to provide that safe, high-quality food supply for our growing population.
But I want my walleye all year.
Well, and I would as well, but...
So what do you say to the consumer who says that to you?
Well, you should try our fantastic cod sandwich, which we are able to feature year-round, and another great-tasting product that we serve on our menu.
And the idea is you don't want to put walleye, you don't want to make them extinct.
No, and we don't. And that applies to our entire food supply. And that's where the farming community has done a tremendous job, getting more efficient in the production of food and using technology to get more efficient to produce food with less, more with less to our growing population.